Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Yeah, thank you. Department, my name is Eureka. Can I have your first name, please?
Tamika.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I said Tamika.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And can I have a good callback number for you, please?
It's 713-865-1848.
Thank you for that. And how may I assist you?
Okay, first of all, I'm calling because I need to file a complaint. And second of all, I need to get the service that I paid for. I just need my car towed. I've been getting a run around with you guys since Saturday. And I really do need my car towed. So if you would like, can you go back and read the notes of the caller? Because I had to call three customers, and they still giving me a hard time with being able to get my car towed to the shop.
Okay, no problem, Ms. Tamika. I can be able to assist you with that. So you said you called to get a tow. And what day did you call for the tow?
I called for Saturday. I don't know the date for that. I called Saturday. And they started on me a work order, and the guy, the towing company, Peanuts Towing Company, the guy reached out to me and stated that he was not going to tow my car for only $50. That was the first incident. That was Saturday. And then yesterday on the 29th was the second incident when I called and spoke with someone. And the guy called me and reached out to me and asked me what was wrong with my car. So I told him that I needed my car towed to the shop. So he's like, I'm going to give you a call back. Okay. So apparently he lied and called and told him that he got to the location. He wasn't able to tow my truck because he needed a special towing truck. That's not making any sense. Okay. And the place where my car is located at, they said that no one stopped by at all yesterday.
Okay.
So now, and then also I just got off the phone with somebody else. They transferred me to you guys. She said that I'm at my limit. How am I at my limit and I never got provided the service?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I do see on here where you had to call. Okay, on Saturday you called in 4 times, or at least it went through 4 times, but it was voided 2 times and it was incomplete 2 times. And then the 29th, it was a call. The first one it went through as voided, and then a second one went through. But let me see. Okay, and can you verify the address that's on file, please?
For your 3525 South Sam Houston Parkway, apartment 226, Houston, Texas, 77047.
Perfect. And can I have the year, make, and model for the vehicle as well, please?
It's a 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Thank you. Now, let me put you on a brief hold, Ms. Tamika. Let me look through the notes and see what's going on and see what's on the notes as far as the information, okay?
Okay, and I can tell you what's going on. They're not, it's like they're giving me a hard time with wanting to tow my car for $50. See, that's why I'm confused at, because Mm-hmm. No one told me that I only get up to, what, $50 of towing? Is that correct?
Let me look on your policy and see. Okay. You shouldn't get, I know you get a maximum of reimbursement, $50 for towing. Well, as far as, let me see, it says, okay, so yes, you do have this on your, okay, so on your policy, you have one service per quarter, so per 3 months. You have a max of two service calls per calendar year. Now, you're coming up to $50 upon presentation of your original tow company. So, but let me, I'm going to put you in a brief hold. Let me look through what they have on their notes as far as everything, and then I'll be right back with you, okay? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Tamika, I'm back with you. Thank you for your patience. Yes. So I did look over the information. It was saying that they came the first time. The vehicle wasn't able to turn on. They didn't have special equipment. And then the second time, they didn't want to service you. And were they ever able to get you over to client relations so you could be able to provide the information to them about this information with the tow company?
Say that again.
Did the rep you was talking to able to transfer you over to client relations so you could be able to get his information over to them about the tow company?
Okay, so is this client relations that I'm speaking with?
No, man. This is the claims department. But I'm asking, were they able to transfer you over to them at all after you spoke with them?
No, that's what I thought she was doing when I just got up, when I was on the other line with her before she transferred me over.
And then, so listen, what I'm going to do for you, Ms. Tamika, is I'm going to give you, have a name and number under your policy for where you can get verification for your coverage as far as the $50 for the original tow. I'm going to give you her name and number. You can call her.
Can you hold on for a second?
No problem.
Ma'am?
Yes, I'm
hello?
Still here.
Okay, hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Okay, so this is for a lawyer. They're calling me right now. So can you explain to them what's going on? Jesus. Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Hello?
Okay. Hi, how are you? This is Nation Safe Drivers.
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jasmine from Front Lawyer.
Okay, you're Ms. Tamika's lawyer?
No, Fred Lawyer. The insurance company?
Oh, okay. So, as far as the information that was provided to me, so I read over the notes as far as what's going on with the tow company assisting Ms. Tamika. Now, what I can do for her is be able to transfer over to client relations so then they can be able to get the information as far as what's going on with the tow company and as far as with her policy and her coverages. I'm going to also provide her with a Roxanne Garcia. She is under her profile as her agent if she needs verification for anything regarding her policy coverage. I'm going to give her the number for that as well.
Okay, but my thing is, why are y'all providing me with the numbers? I have yet got the service yet.
Because as far as the service, the service, you won't be covered for the service due to the fact of you get one service per quarter, 3 months, and a max of 2 service per calendar year. And it's going to also still be the $50 upon presentation for the tow. It won't cover on your policy.
Okay, but my thing is that, once again, I never got the service.
Yes, ma'am, understandable. That's why I had to transfer.
Trying to get the service for the past couple of days since Saturday. They're going to get a towing assistance today, and then that was yesterday as well. Yesterday, I believe they had said that she was going to
gone there and there wasn't nobody there and that the vehicle was not able to start, so they just left it as it is. But never notified that somebody got there.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see that they know that in the system as well when she called on behalf of yesterday. Yes.
So you said
Sorry. You can go ahead, Ms. Tamika.
So basically, they saying that someone showed up again yesterday. That's what you're saying?
So someone came around 5. I would say 5:30. They have on here that. It said that they didn't arrive to the scene, and then they said that they came to the scene, but then the service wasn't able to be provided due to the vehicle not turning on, and because they didn't have a special equipment. Now, the second time, it says that they failed to service you due to them not having, I guess, the special equipment. And they tried to provide you with another provider, but you didn't want any because the shop is closed.
Okay, but the second incident is not making no sense at all. It's not making, y'all going in there reading the notes, that doesn't make sense. That right off top don't even make sense. And for you to sit up there and believe it doesn't make sense, because my thing is that if they went out there twice, why would they go out there with the same equipment? I'm not understanding that. They so-called went out there twice. The first incident, if that equipment wasn't right for me, why would you turn around and go out there with the same equipment that you went out there the first time? So it's not making no sense to me.
Yes, I understand. And I just go off of what they have on here because That's why I said if I transfer you to client relation, they could be able to investigate more and see on to what is actually going on with
anybody it. Well, if you transfer me to anybody else, they're going to give me the runaround, like what they've been doing since Saturday. So all I want to do is be able to get my car towed to the shop. That's all I want to do. And I can't even do that because you guys are not providing me with the service that I paid for.
Yes, ma'am, understandable. That's why I said as far as with the service, as far as the service goes with you getting another tow, if you do get another tow, you will have to pay. Now, transferred
to
client.
That's why I have Fred Lord. Yeah, that's why I have Fred Lord on the other line so they can explain to you as well. I shouldn't have to come out of pocket for a service that I did not get. And my thing is that, don't y'all have someone texting me whenever the tow truck drive is on the way? The second incident yesterday, did no one even take the time out to even text me and let me know that they were sending someone out there? So once again, that's not making no sense to me.
Yeah, and then do you have the towing information as far as the company information?
Do I have the what?
The tow company information.
Yes, for the first incident I have, but not for the second incident on yesterday. I have for the first one that the guy reached out and told me, talked to me. So the second incident, then no one take the time out and text me and said that they were going to go back out there and try to tow my car again. I didn't receive a text.
And what's the name for the company that first tried to assist you?
Peanut. Both of the companies are Peanut. Those are both of the companies that I've been dealing with. Peanut Towing Company.
Okay, so I do see PN Company for the 27th when you call and for the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so the 29th, they tried to send someone back out again, but that's when it happened with the special equipment thing. And then the first one, it was from the, he wasn't going to do the toll because of the $50.
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so Ms. Tamika, give me a second. Let me get you over to client relations so they can be able to investigate everything for you, because they're going to have to investigate it and then see on behalf of the towing services and see what was going on with both days. And then on top of that, they can be able to see what they can do furthermore regarding the tow for you.
Okay, well, they should investigate it Saturday when I called and filed a complaint. So that's when the investigation should have started. I don't understand why the investigation should have started yesterday.
Yeah, they don't, and then they didn't, you wasn't, they don't have any notes up here.
That's what I'm saying. They're not doing their job properly.
Yeah, there wasn't any notes in here about being transferred to client relation as far as to investigate it. So give me 1 second, Ms. Tamika. Hold on 1 second.
Hello, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. So, like I said, I just want a part of it. That's all I want to do. I'm not paying out of pocket. But since that I did not do it. My thing is that if they came out again yesterday, why they didn't take the time out and text me and let me know that
Department
they're
at Nation Safe Drivers.
Go back out there.
Please hold while your call is transferred to a representative.
It's not making no sense.
Supervisor to see if they can remove the site where they said that that you got the service since you never actually got the service, because at this point it doesn't land on Freloya anymore, so that's more the service or the company that that's offering you with the roadside assistance.
So say that again.
So since I was asking or wondering if we could try to see if we can get with the supervisor so that way the supervisor can try to see if they can void that supposedly you got the service since you never got the service.
Help. Help.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. So at this point, what I can do for you, since it doesn't really, like, there's nothing we can really do about it. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay, so it doesn't really land on us anymore because we just work with the... it does... There's nothing we can do. If you won't try to deal with it, if it doesn't... you can get the call back if you can deal with the breaching they can't do.
So you want me to give you a call back? That's what you think.
Yeah, after you get with the supervisor.
Okay, I will.
Sounds good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
good afternoon, client relations. How may I help you?
Hello?
Yes, client relations. How may I help you?
Okay, I'm calling because I need to, first of all, I need to file a complaint about the service that I wasn't provided on Saturday and yesterday.
Okay. So and can I get your callback number, please?
It's 713-865-1848.
Okay. All right, let me pull your call up. Give me one moment.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, Tamika Brooks?
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like you called for service yesterday, correct?
It started Saturday when I called for service. I've been calling since Saturday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I see an incoming call from Friday. And give me one moment. That was never completed. And then I see four from Saturday. Three from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one moment. Let me just take a look. Okay.
Yes.
So it looks like the provider, you were going to pay out of pocket for service. Is that what's happened?
No, I was not going to pay out of pocket for service. The provider stated to me that he wasn't going to provide me the service for only $50.
Okay. So the provider told you that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So that provider who is Peanuts Towing, okay, so thanks for sharing that information with us, because we're going to go ahead and remove him from our network if he's in an in-network provider, because the providers that are in our network have contracted rates, so they have to do the service for the contracted rate. So, therefore, we will make a note about Peanut Towing. So then it looks like you tried again to get roadside service. Correct.
Yes, ma'am. I called in yesterday to get roadside service, and the guy said that he needed a special type of equipment. And then also the guy said that he showed up at Jiffy Lube, but I called them early, and they said that no one showed up at all yesterday.
Okay. So customer calls. I'm just making notes of this. Give me one moment.
Yes, ma'am. Please do.
Okay. Okay. All right. So now that was on Saturday. So then I don't see anything from Sunday, but then I see a call from yesterday. So
was your service
completed yesterday?
No, it was not completed yesterday at all.
All
now
right.
they
Give
said.
Give me one Okay. All right. So are you trying to get service now?
Yes, I'm trying to get service now.
Okay.
But they're trying
okay.
to make me pay out of pocket. And I'm not understanding why do
okay.
I need to pay out of pocket if I have the service, if the service was never provided to me.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
That's what I'm frustrated about. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so it's the 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just give give me one moment.
Stop listening.
All right, so where's the vehicle located?
The vehicle is located. Do you need the address?
Yes.
It's 3021 Broadway Street, Pearland, Texas, 77581.
All right, hold on. How? What's the city?
Pearland, Texas.
Pearland?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's the name of the business?
It's called Jiffy Lube.
Now, I have a question for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that vehicle, mm-hmm. was it that Jiffy Lube wasn't able to repair the vehicle?
No, they wasn't.
Is that
able
why
to
you
repair
wanted?
It? Yes,
okay.
That's why I need
because,
to put it to the vehicle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, understand, ma'am, I don't believe your policy covers a towing from a repair facility to another repair facility. We don't tow
Say
from repair
again.
Facilities. We don't tow
okay.
from repair facilities.
My vehicle was not getting repaired. I took my vehicle up there to get service. It was not getting fixed on. I took my vehicle up there to get service. To get an oil change, and now my vehicle is not starting up at all.
So then you need a jump start.
We already then tried to jump start.
Okay.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
My concern again, I understand what you're saying, but my concern again is because it's at Jiffy Lube, I don't know if they'll okay the service. Hold on a minute. I'm going to see something.
Okay, well,
give me 1 minute. You were, okay, so it looks like, okay, so first off, you have a towing limit. Your plan allows you for $50 in towing. Anything over $50 would be your responsibility, okay?
Okay, but
that's
my,
the first thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So if the provider gives us a quote of $150 to do the service, then we will cover the $50. However, you will have to pay the $100.
Okay, but you just sit up here and saying that it's a flat rate, so I don't have to pay out of pocket. See, that's why I'm confused. It. All I
now
want
you,
is my car.
You do have,
that's all I need.
Okay.
That's all
okay,
I want
so you do have to pay. If it's more than $50, then yes, you have to pay out of pocket. Okay.
Okay, but my thing is that why didn't no one told me that at the beginning so that I can go ahead and just get my, pay for it and just get my car towed? Because I'm done. I'm not going to deal with Fred Lawyer after this first incident because the communication
okay.
is no one is communicating me the proper way. You're the only person
okay.
that's taking the time out and communicating me and explaining to me what I need to pay on my behalf. You're the first person
okay.
that I talk to. Everybody else is like,
well, I'm sorry
I don't have to pay
that.
A coverage. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now let me just take a look at something else real quick. Give me 1 second,
yes,
okay? Okay, thank you. All right, so 2 services. All right, so I don't see where you were charged with any services. So you want the vehicle towed from the Jiffy Lube, okay?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to put some notes in that call. And give me 1 minute. And where do you want the vehicle to go to?
The vehicle is going to go to 7905 Almeda Junior Road, K.
Whoa.
I'll spell it out for you.
Wait,
please.
Okay. Go ahead.
So it's 7905 Almeda. A. L M E D A Junoa G E.
Wait a minute. Wait. You lost me. You lost me after the first M. A M like Mary, M like Mary?
Yes, ma'am. E as in Eddie, D as in Daddy,
uh-huh.
A as in
uh-huh.
Apple. Junoa.
Okay.
G as
and
in.
And how are you spelling?
I'm spelling Genoa.
Oh, G-E-N-O-A. G-E-G-E-N-O-A?
Yes, ma'am. Road.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
Yes.
Genoa Road?
Yes. Unit K.
Okay. Unit K.
Houston, Texas. 77075. Yes, ma'am. Houston, Texas.
Okay.
77075.
Okay. All right. So let me just see something. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Thanks.
Stop, stop, stop. Stop biting on your paws like this. Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking at a tow that's between about 10 and a half miles, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you have an idea of what the mileage is. So let
yes.
me go ahead and put a note in here. Hold on. All right, so. All right. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put a note in here to have the contact center reach out to you. I'm going to put the notes in the call. Yeah, I will. So they'll be calling you to set up a service, but keep in mind, you're covered for $50. So if the tow is $150, you need to make available a credit card to give for the extra $100, okay?
Okay.
All righty. All right, so I'll go ahead and I'll send this over to the contact center. Give it a little bit. I'm going to have, what time does the Jiffy Lube close?
I need to have my car towed. They both close at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Well, it's 2:45 your time. I'm hoping they'll get a provider to that location before then to get the vehicle out of there. Who's got the keys?
The key is already up there. It's the key is up under the seat. It's been up under the seat for the longest.
Okay, so it's under the driver's side seat?
Yes. If it's not under the seat,
okay,
then one of the guys in Jiffy Lube should have it. I can just tell them to go. I can just have them to go and put the key up under the seat. If that makes,
yeah, please,
I mean, if that
because
makes sense.
The vehicle won't start. Yeah, the vehicle won't start anyway. This way I can go ahead and put a note in there that the key's already under the driver's side seat, okay?
Yeah.
All right. All right, let me have the contact center reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Is this your best callback number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the 713-865-184, okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty.